Thanks for listening to the Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 12 to 3 Eastern, 9 to noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and FS1. Find your local station for the Herd at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Herd.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Do-it-yourself projects. We've never been home more than we are now. Go to Lowe's.com. I'm making a bar cart. Put the evening cocktails on it. Now is the time to build and do-it-yourself projects. Hashtag Lowe's for all your transformations in your house. Tristan Thompson has played for almost a decade in the NBA. A former number four pick. This year, 12-10. He went to four straight finals with LeBron James. They're still tight, and Tristan is joining us, the Cavs center via the Coward Global Satellite Network. You know, it's interesting. With LeBron, I always said this, Tristan. First of all, it's great to have you on the Fox team, so thank you so much for stopping by. You look great. Thanks for coming on.
No, thank you for having me. Thank you for having me. I'm trying to look as good as you.
Thank you. So, you know, I was talking about this with LeBron. Like, obviously, he and Chris Bosh worked, but LeBron likes an open lane so he can drive to the basket, and Chris Bosh sometimes got pushed out. Kevin Love, LeBron likes the open lane. Sometimes he pushed Kevin a little out. But Anthony Davis and LeBron have really worked from almost day one. What do you think the magic is with Anthony and LeBron? Because it doesn't feel like Anthony is giving up any of his game for LeBron.
Yeah, no, with LeBron, I know this for sure, is that he wants to surround the offense around AD. I think it was very similar to when we had Kyrie and K-Love, where he wanted, you know, Kyrie and K-Love to get going early. And then, you know, once that happens and they have a good rhythm and flow, then LeBron can kind of play his game. You know, he's such a mastermind in terms of, like, how he approaches the game on, you know, early. Let's, like, with the Lakers, let's get AD going. You know, turn five early, turn four. Let's get him going. Let's let him, you know, get his rhythm and cause some mismatch problems. And then LeBron's a point guard for their team. He's going to be able to open it up and run pick and roll and put pressure on the rim.
What I worry about with the Lakers, Tristan, you know this having been in four straight finals. We know LeBron and AD will score. But this league is often about somebody steps up and grabs that number three guy steps up. It was Shane Battier maybe in Miami or a Ray Allen or a Matthew Dellavedova. Sometimes, or you have a night and it is a game in which who's the three? Who's the four? Can I trust Kyle Kuzma? What do I know about Danny Green? Who's LA's three?
Yeah, I think it's funny. It's very similar to when K-Love went down in 2015 with the shoulder injury against Boston. You know, a lot of teams are wondering, you know, who's going to be that third guy to step up? And I think for the Lakers, it's going to be by committee. I think every night will be a different guy. I think it depends on the matchup. You know, one thing about the playoffs is all about matchups. So certain matchups benefit other players. You know, it could be they have a matchup where, you know, their bigs are going to be dominant, where it could be a guy like Dwight Howard that has 10-8 off the bench or JaVale McGee that has a double-double. It all depends on the matchups. But one thing about the Lakers we know is that they have guys that with championship DNA, whether it's Danny Green, Rondo, J.R. Smith, you got guys that have their backs against the wall, like Deion. Those guys have something to prove. So when it comes down to who will be the third star, I think it varies every night. Of course, yes, you know, from the beginning of the season, it's going to be Kyle Kuzma. Everyone's been saying that about him. But also, we don't want to put the pressure on him. I think for him, if I'm his teammate, it's like, you know, just go out there and play your game. We know it's your first time in the playoffs. We're going to do it as a group. We're all going to be basically the third star.
Doc Rivers and Ty Lue are guys that have championships as coaches. The Clippers are fascinating. They put two stars into the team, Paul George and Kawhi, had never played together. And Paul had an injury and Kawhi takes some time off. So the team hasn't played a lot together, Tristan. Is that concern you that there isn't really great chemistry yet? Can they flip the switch in your opinion?
I think they can flip the switch. You know, I played for T. Lou, and T. Lou is definitely a disciple of Doc Rivers and comes from that regime and that umbrella where, you know, Doc's whole thing, similar to T. Lou, is let's just make sure everyone's healthy going into the playoffs, whether they're the 2 seed, the 3 seed, the 4 seed. T. Lou would tell us, I don't care what seed we're in, because when we get to the playoffs, nobody wants to see us and our dogs won't be ready to go. So I think Doc has a mentality where He's got pit bulls on his team. He's got, you know, we know they got the Kawhi and PG, but he's got pit bulls. He's got Pat Bev. He's got Lou Williams. You know, Montrez is playing with a lot of motivation and hungry. So I think with their team is just get healthy and get to the playoffs. And I think they'll figure it out. Their coaching staff and the players that they got, they're all going to rally together and be able to flip that switch.
Zion's an amazing player, but he's been on minute limits. He's been hurt several times. And Tristan, you've been in this league long enough to know some dudes just get hurt a lot. That's just the way their body is genetically. Some guys don't. Some guys can just, they just ball and they don't get hurt. The guy running the Pelicans, you know David Griffin, their GM. You know him well. I've always liked him. Do you think they're handling Zion the right way?
Oh, yeah. Well, Griff knows basketball to a T. You know, he's worked under Colangelo in Phoenix, and I've known Griff since Adidas Nations in high school, him coming to watch me play as a scout for Phoenix. So he knows his basketball, and at the end of the day, I think what they're doing is the right thing. At the end of the day, Zion is their franchise player, and you want to do what's best to get the most out of the kid long term. You know, if they try to run to the ground right now, it's unfair to the kid, and it's unfair to their franchise, and it's unfair to their fans because, listen, of course, do they want to win a championship this year? Would they love to? Of course. But are they built to win a championship this year? If they fall short and they make the playoffs to lose first round, I don't think Griff will be upset. I think for him, he's looking at where is this team going to be 3 years from now, 2 years from now? And I think that's how their approach is with Zion.
So Philadelphia is a team with a ton of talent, but I just don't think Simmons and Embiid work together. That doesn't mean they're not both great. But there are times in the NBA where dudes don't play together well. They don't work. I think Simmons is not a shooter, so he needs an open lane. But I want Embiid in the lane because that's where he's dominant. Is it when you play the Sixers, I mean, they've moved a lot of parts, Tristan. Do you kind of feel when you play them, super talented, but it just doesn't fit always that well together?
Well, obviously with Ben now out, who knows how long he's going to be out for with his knee injury, that obviously changes their whole team dynamic. When we play Philly, they really want to get the big fella going and get Joel going to cause, you know, mismatch problems and command a double team. But I know a lot of people wonder, can Ben and Joel play together? I think they can. I think you have to – we know these two guys are the franchise pieces. They're the cornerstone, right? So as Brett Brown, you just got to figure out which pieces can we align them with to bring the best out of them. So, yes, you know, Ben Simmons is not a three-point shooter right now in his career. And we know Joel wants to, you know – handle everything in the paint. So we just got to find guys that can make shots. That's why they brought Tobias to be able to make shots. Josh Richardson, he's another guy that can make shots. That's what they have to figure out. I think right now what they're doing, putting Ben at the four, is getting him on a second side action, which can cause mismatches. You know, they run the play A to B where they have the handoff with the point guard to kick it back to Ben on the opposite elbow where he goes to the dribble handoff with either Josh or Tobias. And I think getting Ben in those actions on the second side is where, with him not being a three-point threat as of right now, it can still work in their offense. So I think what Brett Brown's doing, trying him at the four, could cause mismatch problems to get him on the second side to be a primary ball handler to force the mismatches, especially with the shot clock winding down to, you know, down to 10 and below.
You know, it's funny. When you're with LeBron for all those years, I get to see game LeBron. You got to see hang out on the road and practice LeBron. Take our audience, Tristan. Was he an intense practice player? What do you miss about LeBron the dude? Just being it, that you guys were rock stars in America. You're the traveling band in America. Beyond, you know, playing in finals, what do you miss about that experience?
I just miss just having, in my eyes, one of the greatest players of all time to be able to. Actually, a great story is when LeBron first came back and, you know, it's me, Kyrie, and Dion, training camp doesn't start till end of September. So he texts us in a group chat like, hey, after Labor Day, let's get back to work. So I think it's like September 6th. So me and Kyrie, we come in there, Dion, we get in there. I think workouts start at 11. We're in there around 10:30, and LeBron's in a full drenched sweat. And for us as 21-year-olds, 20-year-olds, we're like, man, like, the best player in our game. He's in a full drenched sweat from just lifting, and he's there before all of us. And just seeing that as a young player, that's greatness right now. That's a guy that understands what it takes to be great and what builds a real culture in a franchise. And seeing that there, you know, you miss that. So for myself and guys that have played with him, I think we just try to be a sponge and try to show that to the younger guys falling behind us. Because at the end of the day, LeBron, he's great and he wants to pay it forward. He wants to pay his knowledge forward so that the younger generations can understand how to treat this game, and what you put in is what you get out. So I always miss just having that, you know, one of the great players just in your locker room every day just to pick his brain. And, you know, obviously great dinners, and, you know, he knows all the good food spots and he knows his red wine. So I miss those. So now it's on Kev to pick the wine.
Hey, it's great seeing you. Congrats. We love having you on the Fox team. Tristan Thompson, thanks, my man.
No, I appreciate it. Thank you.
All right, good stuff. By the way, sports are back. Lowe's never left. Do-it-yourself projects at your home. Go to Lowe's.com. They have all the accessories. I'm building a bar cart. Transformations in your house. Hashtag them Lowe's goals. Got good stuff. Joy with the news.
No.
Turn on the news.
This is the Herdline News.
You mentioned it earlier, but the Lakers said that LeBron will be out tonight against Houston with soreness in his groin. So we talked a lot about this today. Zion is a star, but there's been plenty of concerns about how his body will hold up in the NBA. And one sports injury doctor, Brian Sutterer, is worried about how long Zion will last in the league. He said that he's in a race against his own body. If you go watch his Duke highlights compared to now, the difference is profound. In my opinion, his athleticism and conditioning have regressed substantially. He's less explosive, less conditioned, slower on defense, and has already had a portion of his meniscus removed from his knee after an injury, and he's still under close monitoring.
What a buzzkill that is.
I mean, this is why we can't have nice things, right? I mean, Zion is amazing. He plays the game with a youthful joy. He makes you happy to watch basketball.
And then we got
to
pick him apart.
The right thing. He's a natural superstar with the it factor. And yeah, now we just got to predict his demise, because that's what we do. We got to build people up to tear them down. If we don't do that, then how can they ever be a superstar? I just don't care. I don't care what anyone's opinion about Zion's body is.
Listen,
everyone,
nothing,
I just don't care. I just want to watch Zion play and enjoy him playing and not think about when this is over.
Yeah, I mean, nothing lasts forever.
Can we just live in the moment?
That's right. And I'm not great at that usually. That is very good advice. My wife, Ann's always saying, can you just not enjoy today? I'm going to enjoy Zion like he's this beautiful Tuesday.
You know, I'm usually pretty horrific at that as well.
Yeah.
But I do have my moments, like, we'll go on a girls' trip. And, like, I mean, women, we love pictures, right?
Yeah.
But all my friends know we'll get to a point in the trip where, like, Joy's not taking any more pictures.
Right.
So just don't ask. Whatever picture you have of me, I don't care if I look good or bad. Just post it. I don't care.
Yeah.
I just want to be here. I just want to enjoy this space that we're in at this particular time. That's how I feel about Zion. I'm good with the predictions. Maybe he will play for 3 years and he'll be excellent for 3 years and then he's out of the league. Maybe he'll have a 15-year career. None of us know. You know who knows? God.
Right.
I haven't heard from him about it.
No kidding.
So let's just enjoy
Zion. He never texts back.
Yeah, I mean, look, like, I understand it. Like, we want to know what's going on with his minute restriction. We want to know why he's being held back. We want to know why he's a little slower on defense. I get it. This is what we do. But to go to the lengths of he's fighting against his own body, like it's a race against his own body, it's just
very negative.
It just feels extreme.
Listen,
we're
all fighting against our own bodies. Last night, I had a bag of chips at 10. I'm fighting against my lack of discipline.
I ate a bowl of ramen noodles.
Listen,
last night,
I'm
in college.
You're in a race against your body. You and Zion.
I really am. That was a bad decision. So Tom Brady spoke for the first time at the start of Bucs training camp. He said a lot of things, but he also acknowledged some of the challenges he is facing joining a new team.
Ooh.
You're trying to, you know, not only learn an offense, but learn your way to work or learn guys' names. You know, I didn't even know where the quarterback room was, you know, or the full team meeting room was. So you get in here and your brain's trying to figure out a lot of different things. So every day that goes by, it's getting a little bit better. Every day I'm trying to take advantage of the opportunity to improve myself so that I can be the best quarterback for this team that this team really deserves. These guys are working really hard and you know, I want to come in here and do a great job for them.
He looks thinner. Boy, he is aged well.
Well, yeah, that Florida heat will take a couple extra pounds off you.
Remember the picture about 2 weeks ago in his T-shirt, and it was just drenched.
Yeah,
and
you're not going to carry a lot of water weight down there right now.
We talked about this yesterday. I covered my first NFL camp in Tampa for 2 years. You can't explain the heat to people. You're on the Gulf. You just can't even, you just
sweat. It's like it just sits right here.
It's soup.
Yes, it is soup. It is soup, which is why he looks like that.
He does. He looks like he's lost about 8 pounds.
It's interesting he said that, though, because that was something that a lot of guys were talking about when discussing what his transition was going to be to a new team. Just the simple routines that you have being somewhere for 20 years. Like, he's got to learn where the quarterback room is now. It's those little things that he just never had to spend any brain energy on, he now has to think about.
When you move to L.A., it took me – I always said, you know a town when you drive to work and don't think about it. Like, I can get into my head and all of a sudden I'm at work.
Yeah. It takes some time.
Oh, no. It took me about 3 months to where I could just – I mean, I know I had maps, but 3 months until I could get in the car and turn the music on and not think about where I was going. Like, I knew how to get somewhere in Hollywood.
Yeah, you just do it automatically. Those are small challenges for him, obviously. He also said I think the reality is the clock is ticking on everybody. We're going to have to work as hard as we can to not waste any minutes of any day trying to get used to one another, embrace the challenge, and see it as an opportunity to see what we become. He's learning not only a new facility, a new town, new players, remembering teammates' names. But, he had a lot to say today from camp. Finally, Cliff Kingsbury had a pretty incredible setup at his house for the draft this year. It was one of the more memorable draft moments. And now he's admitting that he probably went a little overboard.
Yeah, I mean, going into it, I knew I was going to be super extra on the picture. I do think the fire, and it was 100 degrees and sunny outside, was a bit much. But, like, I laid 4 phones out on the table because the NFL gave us a couple, and I had one. So all the screens. Yeah, I just wanted to make it as extra as possible, and it turned out good. But it made for fun. The NFL only allowed us to have one person at the house, or I may have had some people on the float swans in the back and like a DJ really doing it big, but there's always an extra, hopefully.
By the way, Scottsdale, there's some homes in Scottsdale. That looks like Architectural Digest.
Yeah, I mean, that home in L.A. is like
Is that LA or Arizona?
Yeah. They got a little more space out there.
Yeah.
I'm kind of sad he didn't have people floating on swans now.
Well, look at his backyard. It's actually a party yard because that's kind of a bar setup.
That looks like a Vegas club.
I know. It looks exactly like a Vegas club. God, that's a good time.
It looks like a mini XS. You been to XS?
I've heard of it. What is it?
it's just this massive club that like has like an indoor-outdoor space. I've been there a few times. It's not a big deal. But that's kind of what it looks like.
Goulet, have you ever gone to a Vegas club?
I'm not a club guy. I'm more of a sports book guy.
I'm trying to think. I've been to Caesar's pool. Mandalay's got a nice pool. I've been to Mirage's pool. I've seen Bellagio's pool. I'm not a huge club guy, but I've been to two clubs in Vegas.
You just glossed over Joy's kind of humble brag. Like, I've been there.
There's a Russian club with good vodka I was at, the Red Room. But that's not a club.
The Red Room?
It's a Russian restaurant.
It's like a lounge?
It's a Russian restaurant in Mandalay with good-looking people and good vodka. I don't think that's a lounge has music.
No, I'm talking about like a massive club with like hundreds of people in it. Something that we probably won't experience.
Like
what
DJ Khaled rhymes with salad is going like that. Right?
Yes. In theory of what you're talking about.
He's
yes.
Scratching.
Joy's brain just exploded.
What's it called?
They don't really use like the actual. They don't bring like actual records and put them on do all that. I mean, some DJs do, but it's not really like that's not how they do
turntables.
It. Turntables.
Listen, I just play that I'm not hip. In real life, it's.
I think when everything opens back up, you should try out a Vegas club. I'd like to see Colin in a Vegas club.
Oh, I bet. Joy with the news.
Well, that's the news.
And thanks for stopping by.
The Herd Line News.
He's bizarrely accurate. Jason McIntyre, tomorrow's headlines today, is coming up next. Guys, we're all getting a little older. Harder to get out of bed. Doesn't have to feel that way. Get more lean. Get more energy. Nutrition and proteins unrivaled at mdriveformen.com today. Walgreens, Vitamin Shoppe, Rite Aid, have it. mdriveformen.com today. J-Mac next.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
All right, Jason McIntyre's got a new podcast. It's called The Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre, iHeart Podcast Network. It's great to have him in. Former newspaper guy, and he bailed on that industry. And no kidding. And now he's a big TV, radio, digital superstar who lives right down the street from me. J-Mac, via the Coward Global Satellite Network. Look, he's got a nice haircut. I got a nice haircut. Joy's hair, yeah. By the way, Joy's hair today is, folks, absolutely spectacular. This is your best hair day since you've been on the show. It's your single best hair day.
Thank you.
I mean, it's spectacular. It's almost, she's like, I used to say this about Jesse Palmer at the other place. You can't be in the same room with him. He's just, he's so handsome.
he was on The Bachelor, right?
I know.
Wasn't he like
What's the point? Okay,
yeah.
I mean, Joel Klatt's good looking, but I can be in the same room with him, you know? All right, here we go. Tomorrow's headlines today. You're weird with your bizarrely accurate predictions. Yeah. What's the headline going to be after the Heat Bucks today?
Well, first of all, this is a great matchup, Colin. You know, the Heat are one of those teams that a lot of people think could shock the Bucks.
I know.
But not today. The headline will be Giannis in the heat of the moment. I really like the Bucks to bounce back. Colin, people haven't recognized this. If you go back to pre-quarantine and combined the restart games, the Bucks have lost 5 of 6 here.
Yeah.
They're sputtering. And for a team that was dominant, I mean, historically great statistics during the regular season, this is a little bit troubling. However, I think they bounce back here against the Heat big time. Giannis, of course, didn't play in the second half against the Bucks.
Yeah.
But I just want to tell you about this Miami Heat team, Colin. They are going to be live underdogs to bet on in the postseason. I really think the way they shoot the three, they're the best three-point shooting team in the league. Keep an eye on the Heat, but not today.
Yeah. By the way, it's hard to get motivated. Milwaukee, a number one seed. I'll give them a little pass on not playing great all the time in the bubble. All right, tomorrow's headlines today. What's the headline going to be after the Clippers-Mavs tonight?
I mean, what a great slate of games. You will be, you know, in front of the fireplace watching Luka Doncic versus Kawhi Leonard. The headline will be Fun Guy Beats Young Guy. Listen, by the way, Chris Broussard, a good friend of ours, he is hyping Luka like he's the greatest player in NBA history. Said he's the best 20-year-old ever. Listen, Luka's been fantastic. Can the guy win a playoff game, Colin, first? Burke, by the way, he has struggled mightily against the Clippers this year. Two games, shooting 40%, 15% from deep. It's just not a great matchup for Luka. Having to go against Paul George and Kawhi Leonard. You throw Patrick Beverley in there. Now, he will not play tonight, which is good news for Luka. But I like the Clippers a lot in this spot. By the way, Lakers, Bucks, and Clippers have all struggled a bit in the bubble. Are you really worried about any of these teams in the playoffs? It's the bubble start. It's everybody getting their legs back. Let's not panic, folks.
Tomorrow's headlines today. Lakers-Rockets tonight. What's the headline?
I was trying to calculate how many hours you spent on the Lakers. Many people are concerned about the Lakers. The headline will be Lakers caught between Rockets and a Harden place. Listen, this is a tough one for the Lakers. As you said, LeBron not playing tonight. Now, Russell Westbrook apparently is not going to play either. This sets up James Harden for another one of those 50-point games. Just a quick word on LeBron before we move on. Okay, if you look at the last two seasons with the Lakers, Colin, LeBron in the early games of the season has gotten off to a slow start. He's getting everyone else involved. There's no need to panic. Okay, LeBron has not been great in the bubble, but he lost Avery Bradley, one of his starters. He's working Deion Waiters, all these new lineups. Lakers are going to be fine. Now, tonight, they're probably going to get blasted. If you saw the line, the Lakers were favored. Then LeBron goes out. Now the Rockets are heavy favorites. Not a good spot for the Lakers. I'm not worried about them. Unlike you, I think the Lakers win the championship.
Yeah, I don't think they defend the three particularly well. And Avery Bradley was a nice defender who could get out on the wing. That's what, by the way, that's what the Clippers do exceedingly well and why I do think the Clippers would beat the Lakers. We move on. Tomorrow's headlines today. What's the headline after the Celtics-Raptors Friday? By the way, Celtics have been a big disappointment for me. What's the headline?
Well, remember last week here, I said the Raptors plus 700 to win the East. That's now down to plus 500. Hope you guys listen to me. The headline will be Beantown Beatdown. Listen, the Raptors, everybody loves them, Colin. They've been excellent in the bubble. The Celtics have been hot and cold, as you said. But this is just a bad matchup for Toronto. All the hype is coming in now. They beat the Lakers. Oh, Toronto's a contender. let's pump the brakes. Boston's a terrible matchup for the Raptors. They're 1-2 against Boston this year. Fred VanVleet wants no part of Marcus Smart. Look at his numbers.
Yeah.
VanVleet as bad against the Celtics as he against anyone else in the league. Kyle Lowry's a very good player. Siakam. But give me Kemba Walker and Jason Tatum. I like the Celtics to take down the Raptors. This will be a very good game.
Yeah, it's interesting. When you watch Boston, I come to the conclusion that size matters. Toronto is big and long. Milwaukee is long. Boston looks really small when they play the Raptors and when they play the Bucks. All right, tomorrow's headlines today. This will be a great one. Game of the weekend. Headline after the Clippers-Blazers Saturday.
Now, I didn't know you when you were in Portland, but I know you're a big Blazers guy. You pay close attention. Colin, the headline will be... What time is it? Dame time, baby. By the way, you know, he works out at our gym in the offseason. I saw him last summer, talked to him. Super nice guy, very down to earth. Damian Lillard has been off the charts good in the bubble. And a lot of people are worried about Lakers versus Portland. Damian Lillard, you know, this guy's an all-NBA, maybe first team this year. Led the league in minutes. I mean, just carried the team when they had all these injuries. I have some concerns for the Lakers. Now, I know people are going to say, hey, last year they got swept by the Blazers. That's because the Blazers got swept by the Warriors because of Curry and Klay Thompson. Okay, look at the Lakers point guard. It's like KCP and Danny Green against CJ McCollum and Dame. That's not good for the Lakers. This Portland team will beat the Clippers this weekend. And I'm telling you, Colin, Portland Lakers is going to be a difficult 6 or 7 game series. Now, obviously, LeBron balances that out because Portland has nobody who can guard him. But that will be a challenging series down
well,
the road.
You know why Portland's got a chance in this series? First of all, they have size. The second thing is Gary Trent Jr. now can hit threes. Dame hits threes. C.J. McCollum hits threes. The Lakers do not – I mean, you could see it last night. They do not defend the perimeter well. I had two scouts last night individually saying the exact same thing to me. They can't get outside on OKC. They're just not quick enough. So everybody says, well, you know, who's gonna guard LeBron? LeBron's going to play 38 minutes, not 48. So LeBron can stack it up. I think Portland's ability to hit the three, move the ball, well-coached, and they match up Zach Collins, Whiteside. Nurkic is probably the best player in the league that nobody knows. I think Portland's a tough matchup for L.A.
Yeah, we were excited about Pelicans-Lakers maybe. Portland-Lakers is going to be phenomenal. Outstanding series in the first round, if it happens.
Okay, let's see. I'm trying to think anything else I've asked you. Jets, we're all good. You have a new podcast.
Fire debuts Monday. You know, you may be the first guest. You're in the mix. We're considering a couple other people. We love you, of course, Colin. But I had to humble you for a moment, okay?
Yeah.
Before you hop on your private jet to parts unknown. But no, seriously, very excited about this podcast. Thankful for iHeart giving me the opportunity. Hey, man, I've learned from the best. I've talked to you as much as I can. I'm a sponge around you and very excited for the podcast next week.
All right. Good seeing you, buddy. We'll talk soon.
All right, man.
I remember when he was a blogger and I blew up his site accidentally. It felt terrible. And long story, got in trouble for it. But the point was being is we struck up a relationship. So I would talk to him every couple of weeks and I would call and I would actually get great information. Blogs were hot. And I'm like, I would call him and say, give me two things this week that are way more popular on your site than I would think. And he would say, this is a hot topic and stay away from this. And I swear to God, he was like a part-time producer for 2 years. I would call him. I'm like, what is your young audience? What are they into? And he'd like, oh my God, they're just off this and they're totally into that. And it is amazing. He's got he's very intuitive on what the audience wants. Because, you know, in our business, my instinct sometimes, I like something, but you don't like it. Like, there are things, like, I'm a
huge. Well, also, like, the internets can be way into something that the rest of the world is, like,
well, I mean,
unaware
listen,
of.
I love the MLS and the World Cup. But good God, if you go to the internet, you'd think baseball should stop and soccer runs the world. And I'm a soccer guy. But some, you know, because baseball's got an older audience and Twitter and social media is younger people.
Also, like, I like to keep in mind that the internet is a place most people go to complain.
Yes.
Like when they're happy with something.
Nobody
goes there.
They're
like, oh, I really love this. There's so much less of that than there is people complaining.
It is very negative.
So it can skew what you think you should be doing because you keep hearing all this negativity when in fact there's way more positivity. They just have things to do with their life and they're not on the internet
complaining. Yeah, like when you're, if you stay off your phone and you just hang out in America, people are generally happy. You drive traffic and people let you go. But literally, if you go on the internet, everybody's cutting you off metaphorically and honking at you. But in real life, if you, even in Los Angeles, like I'll drive around Los Angeles, people let you pull out of the grocery store, the gas station. Go ahead, get in there. Like people
I mean, like in general, people in person don't really want the smoke. On the internet, they think that like they can just say whatever they want and like be a little more aggressive.
If I meet those people, I'll punch them right in the forehead. That'll activate me.
They would run in the other direction before you got the chance.
All right, Joy. Great stuff. I'll see you Monday.
Yes.
Goulet, I'll see you Monday as well. Do-it-yourself products. Do-it-yourself projects, excuse me. Do them at Lowe's. Go to Lowe's.com. Great company. Great accessories. I'm building a bar cart. The glasses, it's really not that difficult. Go to Lowe's. It's not. Hashtag Lowe's goals. See you Monday.